Stop looking at me like that.
Like what?
Like you've seen me naked.
He couldn't help the blush that stained his cheeks then, but he steeled himself and unsheathed his sword.
If you've trained so damn hard, if your injuries are so insignificant, let's see what you can do.
Thea's glare could have wilted a lesser man, and he didn't blame her. In fact, it was good that she was angry.
Perhaps she'll claw my face off rather than rake her claws down my back.
She got into her starting stance, feet apart and knees bent. Wilder didn't wait. Containing the brute force of his fury's given strength, he unleashed blow after blow, hoping to show her just how far she had yet to go, how much there was still to learn as a guardian, and that there were limits to what she could achieve in such a short space of time. He was careful of those swollen knuckles, of the obvious pain in her side. When she wasn't so headstrong, he'd teach her about the importance of self-care. But he knew no words would puncture that hard exterior now. Thea matched his every strike. He could feel her muscles trembling with the effort of blocking, but she was fast and agile. Even as he advanced, forcing her across the width of the training area. As she moved, he saw her fate stone come loose from the confines of her shirt.
I saw you throw that off the cliff.
It found its way back to me.
She thrust her sword at him. He deflected her blade and delivered a swift counterattack.
How?
It was on the table after you left.
He dodged another strike.
How?
Fate.
And you just put it back on? Without knowing?
You don't get to judge my choices!